News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbus. Count 'em, 30 days left in the state legislative session. Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson has the latest.
Some are calling it an unusual move. Governor Stitt has invited the Senate President Pro Tem and the House Speaker to his office Monday afternoon for a budget summit. Lawmakers need to come up with a plan on spending $13 billion for state government, which will include tornado relief. Like a bulldog chewing on a bone, the governor remains committed to having a personal income tax cut.
Of course, Oklahoma is horse country, including wild horses. The Bureau of Land Management wants people to come see the wild horses now off-range in a pasture near Hominy. It's part of an effort to get the public to know the work being done to preserve one of the few remaining assets from the Wild West. Tours of the area will begin in mid-June. The wild horses live on the Gray Horse Private Ranch. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbus.
Nothing says sunshine and clear skies like the smell of fresh-cut grass. And Great Plains Kubota wants you to enjoy the weather. Stop in and check out Kubota's gas-powered Z400 zero-turn mowers. Popular with residential and commercial users, the Kubota Z400 series delivers a professional finish with a comfortable ride. With a variety of features, let Great Plains find the one to fit your needs. Ask about packaging your purchase with a trailer, too. Visit the brand that serves, Great Plains, at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.